Kurt Wagner is here, everybody. Kurt is the owner and proprietor, shopkeeper over at TVShowPatrol.com, one of the best websites having to do with all things television. How are you, Kurt? Nice to see you.
Hi.
This is Dave, by the way.
Hi,
Dave's
Dave.
In for Wendy.
Hi. Nice to meet you, Kurt.
Kurt, last night, I don't know if you got a chance to see this. Dave, I don't know if you got a chance to see this, but on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, his guest, for most of the show, not the entire show, Madonna came on at the end, but the president, Barack Obama, was his guest, and he was, as you would imagine, very, very entertaining. Did you see him?
I did not.
He was really fun to watch. He's very, very comfortable. You know, comedy's not the easiest thing in the world, and usually if you're the president, it doesn't blend well.
Right.
I've seen other presidents not do quite as well in similar situations, but boy, was he funny last night on Jimmy Fallon.
Well, he's always killed at the
press corps dinners.
The press dinner thing, yeah. Too, right?
Yeah.
From what I understand.
So maybe that's his next career. When he's done with politics, maybe they'll give him a late-night show somewhere. That's possible. Speaking of late-night shows, I don't know if you know this story, but Stephen Colbert's in all kinds of trouble. They keep taking things away from his show and changing little bits and pieces of it. I know it's third in the ratings out of the three networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, but what's gone wrong there? He was the golden boy for a little bit.
I guess it's not translating to the... to the audience that is used to that time slot, I guess.
It's so weird. When he did the Colbert Report, he was doing essentially a character. He was doing kind of a blowhard political talk show, and I thought it was very funny. And now everybody said he'll do even better when he gets to play himself, and sadly the audience isn't picking up on it.
Well, I don't know that his audience necessarily moved over with him from Comedy Central. I mean, those are Comedy Central and late night NBC, is that?
CBS.
Or CBS?
Yeah.
Two different things.
Well, the other thing, did you see the Letterman interview with Tom Brokaw?
Mm-hmm.
It was on the nightly news, and I guess they're running a longer chunk of it on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he was necessarily out to undermine Stephen Colbert, but it seemed like it was hardly a real strong endorsement.
It wasn't.
By Letterman, because he said, didn't he say something like, they should have given the show to a woman?
Yeah.
Which, it's great sentiment, but why would you say that?
It's very peculiar because the relationship between David Letterman and Stephen Colbert seemed to be pretty solid. Colbert had been a guest a few times, including at the end when they announced that he would be his replacement, and Dave seemed on board and happy with it. But and I have to say, he makes a very valid point. The fact that one of those major shows, at least one, should be more than one, isn't hosted by a woman is awful. There's no excuse for that.
Right, but it just seemed like it was a time where he could have said, well, I wish Colbert luck.
Right, and he didn't.
And he was asked, did they ask him about his successor? And he said, no, they just were glad I was leaving.
Well, here's what's strange, and I hope he was kidding about
that. Well,
weren't they
were always with Dave. They were in third, too, right? Not always, but for a large part of his run.
Mostly second. Jay Leno beat him incredibly often, and then when Kimmel was added to the mix, he and Dave kind of flip-flopped a little bit in the ratings. But if you'll remember, with the history of late-night shows, part of the thing when Carson was stepping down is Johnny Carson was very, very upset that he wasn't a bigger voice in his replacement, and you would think that networks would look at that and go, yeah, it makes for a better blend if we bring in the guy that we've had for a long, long time. But CBS didn't really want to do that with David Letterman either. It's very strange.
That would make sense, too, considering that a lot of times the network folks are maybe a little disconnected with what the audience might want, which you would think wouldn't be the case, but a lot of times it is.
Right. So I wonder what else will happen. Steve Cochran alluded to the fact that they're toying with the idea of switching the shows, that Stephen Colbert's show would go in an hour later and James Corden, who's on afterwards, might
James
move
Corden's
up. It's very funny.
Yeah, his little carpool karaoke thing. Branded that as a thing that now CBS owns and can other networks in other countries can pick it up and
syndicate it in other places
and make it with their own host.
Oh, that's interesting.
So they branded the concept.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Corden's show is more circus-like, like Jimmy Fallon's show, and everybody goes, that's the new model for what a 10:30 talk show would be, is not just a guy sitting down and talking to somebody who might be Secretary of State or running for office or an author, but playing games, playing $20,000 pyramid with them or making them do singing.
And it's a younger, I think he probably attracts a younger audience too.
Yeah.
Because who stays up that late?
younger people normally.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Right.
Yep. And now even later with Bernie Sanders out of the race, they got all they can do is stay up and watch TV.
Imagine though if they do switch those two, how Colbert will feel about
that. It really would be a hard thing for him.
I'm
going to
finish
imagine.
My contract and then I'll be done.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
And they're paying him crazy amounts of money to do the show.
Right.
Really good money to lure him away from Comedy Central. They threw some big bait at him. So I think
the people used to tuning in at that hour probably maybe they're not his audience.
Like there used to be a loyalty, it seemed, when it was Leno and Letterman. You either went one way or the other, but I find myself on any given night, depending on who the guests are, I'll go either to one of the two Jimmys, to Fallon or Kimmel, or to Colbert. I don't seem to have the loyalty I had when Letterman was the host. Do you guys?
I don't, but I don't even watch them.
You don't
that
watch
much.
Them regularly?
I watch actually the clips a lot more on the next
the shows
day.
Themselves.
Yeah. It's past my bedtime, Bill.
It's right. Yeah. That's not
same here. But when I am up, I start with Fallon.
Do you?
I would probably be more like. A lot of times, I'll go over and watch Johnny Carson on Antenna TV.
Do you? Yeah.
Because I still enjoy those.
They're the best.
They're great. And you see these shows from the 80s and from the some of them going back to the 70s.
Yeah, they're fun to watch.
And it's nice. But I would probably go to Kimmel before I would go to Colbert.
Would you? Yeah, that seems more.
It's a more interesting show.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Kurt Wagner will tell us about saved television shows. What are saved TV shows? You'll find out in just a little bit. It's Bill Leff and Dave Ennett sitting in for Wendy Snyder on WGN. Kurt Wagner's here. Kurt's got the website tvshowpatrol.com, which is right there on your internet. If you go to your internet and type in tvshowpatrol.com, you'll find Kurt's website.
It'll be me.
It's you. What exactly is a saved television show, Kurt?
Well, when shows are canceled, often the fan base will petition to try to get it saved, try to get it moved to another network.
Mm-hmm.
And that just happened this week. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, a deal was struck between the makers of Nashville, which just was canceled on ABC after four seasons.
Right.
It is going to go to CMT, the Country Music Television Network.
That seems like a natural fit, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then it's some deal with them and Hulu will air the episodes the day after, which they always do anyway. But I think they might be helping with the money situation, too. And it's some big deal. The Tennessee and Aretha story, it involves the state of Tennessee, too. Because it's make you know because it
are they going to tax the people of Tennessee?
Well, it
to
creates
keep
a lot of
going?
No. It creates a lot of
tourism
of tourism
oh,
and
it
stuff
does,
in Tennessee.
It?
Yeah, and you know the show has spawned albums and because all the actors sing their own music and they've had country music guest stars on. So anyway, that'll start. I don't know when it'll start, but they're going to have a new season.
One of the things that I've heard about that show, and my wife is a huge fan. This is going to make her day to hear this news.
Mm-hmm.
And she was crushed when it was canceled, but the ratings have not been good. But it also spawned a tour, a national tour with the stars from the show. So there are other revenue streams for the show aside from the fact that you know maybe they're not getting the ratings that would sustain a network show in prime time. They're able to find some other ways to make it work, and I guess this is all part of it.
Well, as long as those fans have CMT, you know, those ratings that it had at ABC would be great for CMT. You know, it's a smaller cable network, you know, so and it is a natural fit with the music and all that stuff.
Does
too.
This mean when a show goes from a network like ABC to a smaller cable outlet like CMT, does that mean less episodes per season?
It could be. It depends. There'll probably be less money in the mix.
Right.
So that would make more sense.
Do we know if most or if all the same stars
are said,
nobody's saying
said.
Yet.
They had a big cliffhanger to end the series because to the end of the season, even though they knew the series was going to end because they were confident it would get picked up. So now I guess that
that's
will be
good.
Found out unless
like that.
Unless that person decides not to come back.
Oh.
But I don't know any of those deals. How those deals have worked out.
I have some developing news.
What
on
is it,
that.
Dave?
The deal with CMT for Nashville is a full season, 22 episodes.
Oh, okay.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
Good. But it doesn't say if all the stars, because I know Hayden Panettiere is in it. Mm-hmm. And
Connie Britton,
who used to be on Friday Night Lights, is in it. Those are your two biggest stars, right? I'm trying to think.
Right.
Yeah.
Those are the biggest. And Connie Britton was on another show that was saved by a second network.
What was that?
Friday Night Lights.
It was Friday Night Lights. Yeah, the show I thought.
They made, NBC and DirecTV made a deal when that happened to co-produce. And it lasted for two more seasons or three more seasons. Total of five. So
I remember years ago, Taxi started out on NBC. And then when NBC canceled it, I think it was ABC that picked it up for its last season. And it used to be in the old days where there were just three and then four networks. Those were your only options.
Right.
But now with Hulu and Netflix and stuff like that, it's limitless. Anyone could pick you up.
Yeah, exactly.
The Mindy Project is a great
example. The Mindy Project went to Hulu.
The Mindy Project is hysterically funny, and it ran its course on Fox, right. And it's just as funny, if not better, on Hulu.
Well, I did some research because I posted the story. I have 21 other shows that were saved by a network switch.
Give us some of them.
And Taxi, I don't remember seeing that. But
Taxi, just for a year, went over to ABC.
I'll have to check that out. Longmire, which we've talked about on the show before, was picked up on Netflix, and it'll have another season, fifth season that they're filming now. Project Runway went from Bravo to Lifetime. Friday Night Lights, we mentioned. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt was actually canceled by NBC before it even aired.
Right.
When they just decided they just didn't take it, so it moved to Netflix. Community was on NBC, Yahoo picked it up as a web series.
And Community's story was every year at the end of the season, they thought,
we're
done. That never did well in the ratings.
No. But it was it was a critical darling, and it had another rabid fan base.
Yeah.
Cougar Town was another show that went from ABC to TBS and lasted. Unforgettable went from CBS to USA.
I know this is trite to say, but I can't remember Unforgettable. What was Unforgettable? Was that the Western?
No, it was a crime drama. Where the woman had a memory, like she could remember everything exactly as it appeared. Southland was this great LAPD crime drama that was on NBC and never really picked up steam there. And
that got saved.
TNT and did really well on TNT.
Yeah, so there's
a ton of them.
It's not unprecedented.
Right.
No, both Leave It to Beaver and My Three Sons switched networks.
Is that true? I didn't know that.
Yes, so did Wonder Woman.
One went ABC to CBS.
Yeah.
The other went CBS to ABC.
And those are classic television shows.
Right.
Those are classics. Well, I always wonder, because every year there's a show or two that I love, and I always think, well, this has been prematurely canceled. We've talked about the show The Family on ABC, where this kid comes back.
Right.
He was abducted as a small child, and he comes back. And I thought that show started good and was really building to something nice, and ABC canceled it after one season. So then I always think, but as a viewer, what can I possibly... I could send them a letter, but they'll throw that letter away, won't they?
Well, they do. You know, it depends. Online petitions sometimes help. There's been some cases. I don't think all of these 21... shows were really because of online petitions or at the time written petitions, but it could possibly help, it could help to convince maybe another network to pick them up.
Oh, maybe
not necessarily the network
original
that canceled it to bring it back. But here's one you'll love, Bill. Hmm? The Price is Right started on NBC
and
went to ABC. And then it was resurrected after a couple years on CBS, so it's been on
all three major
networks.
How about that? There's a text for you, Kurt, from 773. They're anxious to find out about Code Black. Remind me again what Code Black is.
It's a medical drama.
Okay.
On
CBS. Know if that's
I believe
coming
it did
back?
Get picked up for another season.
Yeah.
Last minute save, I think. And it'll remain on CBS, I think.
When is the next American Horror Story starting? That's from 773. That usually happens sometime in the fall, doesn't it?
Late winter fall? Or in January.
And then why did they cancel Heartbeat? What is Heartbeat?
Oh, that was an NBC medical drama.
Yeah. Why did that get canceled? Can I guess? Nobody knew what it was. Nobody knew it was on. Is that
ratings?
Why?
I've actually written some stuff about Heartbeat. I kind of liked it, but didn't have very big ratings. They saved it. They pushed it sort of until mid-season of mid-season, like mid-spring of
this
year.
Once they start pushing it, that's a problem.
I don't think it just everybody is already watching stuff.
And tell us really quickly, we have less than a minute. Are there any shows premiering this week or anything special on TV that we really need to know about coming up?
The ABC /ESPN's doc on O.J. Simpson and that case and what led up to that
Saturday.
Case and everything starts Saturday on ABC, and then it continues on ESPN after that. I think it's eight or nine parts, and I've seen the first episode, and
it's great,
tremendous.
It?
Yeah,
we had the guy on Edelman who wrote it, directed it, and produced it. He was on with us on Wednesday, and it's one of those situations where you go, I kind of know this story, I know everything that happens, but no,
there's a lot in there, and because of that, I think FX is running the whole season of American Crime Story.
Oh, they're rerunning it?
Yeah, they're rerunning it Saturday during the day.
Kurt, thank you so much. Yeah. Have a great weekend. That's Kurt Wagner again. His website, TVshowpatrol.com, easy to find and has great information about TV. Have a good weekend, Kurt. A quick break, then some news, and then more show. It's Bill and Dave in for Wendy on WGN.